Imagine if a person was standing on a football field playing football, soccer, baseball, whatever it was. And there he is, he's the prime man, everybody's watching, all eyes are towards him, the ball is coming his way, everybody's got high expectations on this fellow, he's going to score the penalty, he's going to put the ball in the hoop or whatever it is that you have to do in all the different games. The opportunity presents itself to him, the ball comes his way, and where's he? He's looking the other way. He's daydreaming, thinking about today's lunch, schnitzel, whatever it was. The whole team got crazy. What's the matter with you? We relied on you. We depended on you. You could have done it for the whole Olam. You could have won the game for the team. And he said, well, I was just daydreaming. What's the big deal? Just daydreaming. It's only a game. Rabbi Yisai, Chazoras HaShatz is exactly what's going on in that game. Exactly. There's a tzibur. Chazoras HaShatz is going on in the Beis Medrash, is going on when a person davens. And there's something going on. We're going to a unique experience that we're going to explain today. Be'ez Hashem, it's an unbelievable thing. If you go to the Inyonim of what goes on by Chazoras HaShatz, people think it's a time of wasting time. I can look over here, do this. I can, you know, start cleaning my glasses. I can start cleaning my jacket. All sorts of things. If you realize what Chazoras HaShatz is, there's a team, there's a game, there's a tzibur. You are a chalik of the tzibur. If you're going to be daydreaming, you're no worse. Definitely worse than that person over there that daydreamed and missed the penalty and missed the main shot. Because you're a chalik of the tzibur. You've got to be in the game over here. That's the yesod. Now, lemaisa, I think it's like a valda gezach. We're going to split the shurim into two shurim. We're going to discuss, number one, the halachas today of shatz, which is we're going to do the tzibur chalik, and tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, will do the shliach part. Dehainu, what does a chazan have to know when he is being the chazan at the shliach tzibur? What does he have to know all the different halachas? But today we're going to discuss mamash the inyanim of the actual Chazoras HaShatz, which negev for the tzibur, which negev for the oilam sitting in the Beis Medrash, sitting in the shul, what they have to know. And I think it's very, very geschmack. I mean, I did this basically because the oilam asked me to. Of a gewaldige gezach, straight after Chanukah, after we lit the Heilige Menorah, these halachas have a gewaldige sheiches. How do I know? What state in the pasuk? There's a pasuk in Shemois Perik of Hey, pasuk Lamed Aleph, and the pasuk is about Asisa Menorah Zohav Tahor. As I state in Torah, Zuch the Ben Ishchai. What do you think of Ben Ishchai in Parshas Truma? The Ben Ishchai says over there that the Menorah Kiyodua is a remez to Tfilas Amida, Tfilah of the Shemoneh Esther, which is the ganzige soid of the Menorah, and it has to be Zohav Tahor. Lashon Zach. Tzach has to be beloy tois. As we state in Ben Ishchai. Now the Ben Ishchai continues, which is something I'm not going to go into right now. I'm not at the situation right now to reveal to you what he says. He goes up pikabola to explain when a person davens all the halakim in Shemoneh Esrei, and the brocha that he's saying is al pikabola and Peter Menoyes. It's like a valdiga gavaldiga zach. But what he does do is continue like this. Let me explain. Zubdu Magana from Zubdu Ben Ishchai. I'm sorry. The Ben Ishchai says that Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla we know were originally masaking 12 brachas for Shemoneh Esrei. There were 12 brachas for Shemoneh Esrei. That was the ganze Shemoneh Esrei. At the time of Rabbi Gamliel, they added, right, all the different brachas, everybody knows the Gemaras, they added different brachas, and maybe we have 19 brachas. We have 19 brachas for Shemoneh Esrei. Now, Lemaisa, add 3 tefillas, right, Shachris, Mincha, and Mayriv, which is the 3 tefillas you daven 24 in 24 hours of a day. How many brachas? Lemaisa. Hello? Together with 2 Chazoras HaShatz, you got 95. Gematria? Mayim. Hamayim. What's the Gematria? What's the Shaykh of Hamayim? 95. Hamayim. Who cares? So the Ben Ishchai Mayudik. So the Ben Ishchai. The Prosek says in Keheles Perigid Aleph, Sholach Lach Mocha Pnei Hamayim. Zug the Ben Ishchai to explain the parnosa that a person gets, the lechem, the sustenance, what keeps them alive. Comes on a day what? Hamayim on a day tefillah. Tefillah is the ikazach, and this is 95 brachas that you make of 3 Shemoneh Esrei, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, 2 Chazoras HaShatz on Shachris and Mincha, 95. Hamayim. That's the gematria.
That's a 95.
Add it up, you'll see it.
How many brachas are in
Shemoneh Esrei?
Yeah.
19 times 3 plus another 19 times 2. Now, Lemaisa. He also continues and it says a person needs Simcha b'shleimus. Simcha is the Lashon what? Chamisha. Chamisha are the 5 tefillahs that we have every single day. Shachris Mincha Maariv plus 2 Chazoras HaShatz. Memeila Zug the Ben Ishchai. If you are sitting in shul and you're not listening to Chazaras Hashas, you're missing one of those tefillas. You're missing the complete completion of 95 brachas, and therefore you've got a problem because you are not going to be able to fulfill this wonderful zachan of the Shemcha Shleimus and the Parnasa and all the Gavaldin Zachan and the Ben Ishchai speaks about. I want to go into the Inyan a little bit about, we'll start with a little bit of Ashkof as we always do, and then we'll go back to Shem Mamish Halacha Lemaisa. What should a person be doing during Chazaras Hashas? Yes?
What's the deal with finishing before?
We're going to get to that. We'll get to halachas in a moment. Maybe we'll get to today. Beis Hashem, maybe we'll continue tomorrow. Now, Ki Yadua, Tefillah is B'mokim Korban. As we state in the Gemara Brachos, what we daven now is B'mokim Korban. We come being Korbanos, but we're staying our Rabbim. We don't have a Beis HaMikdosh yet. Maybe our main Beis Hashem we will have. But I'll call for him. In the meantime, we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh. So what we do is we daven. Tefillah is B'mokim Korban. Mimela, just like a Korban is mechapa on a person, so to tefillah, when a person davens, is also mechapa on the person, right? Al gedei kach, as we know, that the shliach tzibur, the person who's being moitzi, everybody in that tefillah, the person that stands at the front of the omud, who's the shliach tzibur, he's the chazan, he's ki'ilu like the kohen. He's a kohen who's makriv the avodah. He's busy makriv the avodah because again, tefillah is makriv korban, and he's the shliach tzibur. He's in charge. His mom is like the kohen that's oisik in the avodah. Ad kedei kach, we have to realize what does it mean to be a shliach tzibur. They come over to you and make measures and say, "Hey, want to do mincha with the omer?" No, I'm not interested right now. You have to realize there's a shame of being a kohen. You're doing it to the kohen in the beis hamikdash doing the avodah. Kavaldik a meila. It's mamish amazing. Ad kedei, look at the Yushalmi. There's a modik Yushalmi in Brachos. Perek Dalet Alocha Dalet, when the Yushalmi says Zeshe Oyva Lefnei Ateva Ein Oymeloi Bo Vehisbalal Ela Bo Vekoyev. What do you think Alosha Yushalmi? Yushalmi is telling us, well, when you go and tell somebody to daven for the Yomad, don't say come and daven. No, come and offer. Because that's what he's doing. He's being mamish like the Kohen. He's being makriv the korbanos. Because Tefillah is b'mokim korban. So that's what we have. Is my name b'mokim habeis hamikdash. Mamish gavol the gemayla. Now, Kiyodua, the Gemara tells us in Megillah and other places in Shas, what was the reason for Chazaras Hashatz? Why did they come along and make Chazaras Hashatz? Who needs it? You daven and finish, you know? You say Bok Shalma, you say Ashrei, you say Shtabak, you say Krishna, you say Nezah. Finish, say Aleinu, a Kol Tov. What do you need Chazaras Hashatz for? So, the Gemara tells us Be'etzem, there were people out there, unfortunately, that didn't know how to daven. Mamish Amiratzim Gemurim. Amiratzim Gemurim that didn't Bechalal know how to daven. That these Yidden that didn't never know how to daven, so they come into the shul. No, they want it. They also want a chelik to be davening, right? They also want a chelik, right? We always mention the Maisa, maybe Rosh Hashanah time from the Heilige Kedushas Levi, where the Yid when the Kedushas Levi was about to do Tkiyah Shofar by Rosh Hashanah, the mamish the time where everybody was waiting, and it came this man where he's telling him to do Tkiyah Shofar, and they waited and they waited and they waited, and the Rebbe said, "What's going on over here?" And everybody else went to the Rebbe and said, "Why are you waiting?" He said, "Just wait." And they waited 2 hours. They waited for Tkiyah Shofar. Remember the Maisa? 2 hours they waited for the Shofar. So Mama Shikafal the Gazach. After 2 hours, says, "Okay, now you can go." But I've never waited 2 hours before. They end up davening. They come to the Rebbe, the Heilige Kedushas Levi. They say, "Rebbe, what on earth happened? Never before in all the years did we have to wait." Mama, I don't know why I'm saying this Maisa, but Mama Shikafal to what we're saying. He said over Gaval the Gazach. He said, "A Yid came here to the Beis Medrash today. He came into Shul on Yom Rosh Hashanah. The Yid could not daven. Ad kedei kach, he didn't know anything. Didn't know how to read bechlal. I came into shul, and he saw that everybody's busy swaying, and everybody's crying, and everybody's so into it, and so much davening, and he felt bad. You know, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's a new year. I heard that if you daven today, then you're going to gavaldik a year b'chulei." And he said, "It's filler to the Ribbono Shel Olam." He said, "Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't know how to daven. I have no idea. What can I do? Tinik shenishba, I was never taught, and I went to chayde, and I went to school, nothing. One thing I know, Aleph Beis. I know Aleph Beis. That's one thing I was taught, one thing I kept with me. I know Aleph Beis." No. So he says, "Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to now go to say the Aleph Beis. Take that as my tefillah." And that's what he did. Zug the Kedushas Levi, do you know what happened? In Shomayim, the Malachim are running around in Shomayim to rearrange the letters of his Aleph Beis. Ad kedei kach, a tefillah from a Yid, a tefillah from a Jewish person that has absolutely no idea how to daven. And ad kedei kach, what it meant in Shomayim, the Kedushas Levi said, we had to wait till the Malachim stopped in order that we can do tefillah and we can do tzkiyah shofar. Mom said, "Yeah, you see, you saw what it means, a tefillah. You come here to Shachas, Mincha, Marav, you daven. It's a whole different world now. What you're being poiled in Shomayim for yourselves, for your families, for everyone. It's unbelievable." Upon him. There were Yidden out there. They had no idea. So they made the takana, as I stated in the Gemara, they made chazaris hashatz. Now, Chazan gets into the front, he says a repetition of the Shemayna Esra, exactly like the Simon Shemayna Esra, and he's moitzi the Eilam. He's moitzi those people that don't know how to daven themselves, right? That's why the Kapachayim says, if we look at the Kapachayim in Simon Kufyud, he brings the Oichas Chaim there, and he says that just like a Kohen, before he does the Avodah, before he serves in the Beis HaMikdash, Zuta Kapachayim, how many years does he need of preparation? Five. You need 5 years to prepare, to learn the halachas and what to do, the avodah, the samidah, something. These are serious things. So the kavachaim is the same thing as well. When a person is going to be a chazan, he's going to be a shliach tzibur, he's going to represent the tzibur, he's going to represent the kol in their tefillah, yes, know what they're doing. But you have to know the halachas of tefillah. That's Beis Hashem what we're going to be going through today. Now, before we can start the actual halachas, one last kasha. That's in the Magen Avraham's kasha, the Veltz kasha. The Veltz kasha. What do we need Chazaras Hashatz Bizmanenu? If the whole reason why they said Chazaras Hashatz was simply because of the Amaratzim that didn't know how to daven, is there anybody out there that doesn't know how to daven? And even if he doesn't know how to read so well, that art scroll with the English, that art scroll with the ways how to say the English, who can't daven nowadays? What do you need it for? So we're going to go on back to Master Kasha. Comes on the Kapachayim Simon and Gimel. Gefaldige Kapachayim, this is such a yesoid. Zuk the Kavachaim and Moed Gazach. The Kavachaim says, you're absolutely right. Chazal gave us the reason for Chazoras Hashatz. What was that reason? To be Moed to the Amaratz that didn't have a daven. Of Zuk the Kavachaim, that was only to whet your appetite. That's not the Iker reason. And Chazal didn't tell us the Iker reason until the Arizal came along. Came along the Arizal, and he would have permission to Megala to us the real reason of Chazaras Hashatz, and it's brought down that result. That result brings down the Kafachaim over there, Simon Gimel, they've gotten people. That Lemaisa, the Chazaras Hashatz is more choshev than the silent Shemoneh Esra. That's amazing. Until now, till you came here today, you thought, listen, there's a silent Shemoneh Esra, number one, and there's also something called Chazaras Hashatz. Zul the Kafachaim, Meshain the Heilige Arizal. It's faket. It's the verse you got the Chazaras Hashatz, that's the Ikka, that's the main one. Also, you have your Sinish Menezah. What's the chat? So, the Maestro of Shishim Pinkas, in his Sefer Shalom B'Tfilah, in the beginning, so he explains the difference between Chazaras Hashatz and Sinish Menezah, with a Gevalde Gazach, better than it being the Gemara. The Gemara in Brochus of Lamed Beis says like this, Suk the Gemara, HaMispalel V'loi Nen. What happens if a person davens? He's not answered. Why should he davens? Doesn't go. No, you're there, nobody's answering him. Yachzom ispalo. As I state in the Gemara, daven again. What does that mean? Daven again? The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is noot. Daven again. Mabaya didn't work. Go again. Baita. Nochem. Zog the goin. Kafal the goin. Zog the goin. It's talking about Chazaras Hashatz. When the Gemara says that if you didn't get answered the first time, daven again, it's going on Chazaras Hashatz. Fabus. Zog the Shushim Pinkas Pshat. I'll repeat the goin in the Gemara in Brachos that when a person davens himself. Enoch and Nami is davening Betzibur, and there's a gewaldige gemeinen tefila Betzibur. We've spoken about it here once before, maybe we'll speak about it again. The gewaldige gemeinen tefila Betzibur, when a person davening Betzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilu, the tefillahs go straight up to Shemaim, as opposed to davening in a room where it's very, very schwer to get the tefillahs to be nana. It's like a mummish gewaldige gazach. Everybody knows the mice of the attack with the guy with the dying taxis, right? The fellow came back from Bnei Brak, whatever it was, after a chasna, he didn't know, he realized, oh, didn't daven Maariv. So he realizes, he goes over to all the shtiblach, all over Yerushalayim, and says, this one, later, doesn't find a minyan. It's 2, 3 in the morning, whatever it is. There's a couple of stranded people here and there that need a minyan from a flight, they came from the airport, whatever. But he doesn't have a minyan. He's stuck, doesn't know what to do. By him, minyan is minyan, right? He doesn't say, well, listen, I did my shtadlis, I tried. No minyan. Baita, dambi, achidus, who cares, I need to go to bed. No, tvila betzibu. What did he do? Kafal de kazach. He called up the local taxi company. He said, I'd like to order 9 taxis, please, to come to the shtiebel over here. 9 taxis come, expecting, I don't know, some huge, you know, group over there going to the airport or whatever it is. And they see one man standing there. He says, please, everybody, put your meter on, put the money on. I'm paying you for this. Here's a keeper, come into shul and daven. They all went into shul, all 9 of them. First, not getting to shy, the full, not from Liga Day. They all went into the shul, they daven, they made the minion for marriage, they came out, none of them wanted to charge him. No one wants to charge him. It's a mamish kavaldik. Serious nefesh for the mitzvah. It's a mamish kavaldik. Tvila betzibu. I'll kill punit. Let me get invited. Zuk of shirim from pinkas. That's tvila betzibu. It's kavaldik. Ova ein a doime. To a yid has a chazor as a shatz and shul. where you have someone standing there who's representing the whole tzibur. He's standing over there and he's the medium between us and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what's going on right here in the shul, in between what's going on in the Chazaras HaShatz. There's someone over there that's making a kesher, a connection between us and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And what are we doing? No, we're daydreaming, we're cleaning our glasses, maybe we're even learning. I don't know, we have to get to the halachas, maybe the person's allowed to learn. But our kuponim, we have to realize that it's a zman unbelievable. Zutu Shimshim, because people look at it as a waste of time. Bosh, a waste of time, what do I need it for? I remember I was sitting once with Bezul Orbach Lita, an Israeli bracha comes in, but the Kansan Shalit, Mamash Yerushalayim, big masmid, and he asked him Israel Shlita, Mamash, oh, the list of shilas. One of the shilas he asked him was about this similar shilas, and it was Chazar Yusashas, or Valetzin, Tvilodigan shilas. And he kept on saying, if I do it like this, then it's going to be Bittul Torah, because then the davening is longer, but maybe I won't be able to say the B'choli B'choli. Bezul told him, listen here, and he told him very clearly, there's no such thing as Bittul Torah when it comes to Tvilah. Chas V'Shalom, no such thing. Tvilah is a zman by itself. People are rushing out of davening, and what's their cheshbon? Well, they eat breakfast quickly and come back to these measures and learn. What about Tvilah? Tvilah is the etzem of zman. One second, Tfilah is mamish, a beautiful zman from the atzloi. You have to look at Tfilah as a mocking, it's a zman, like we know the Nefesh HaKayim tells us in Shadalit, that just like if Torah would be void from the world for one moment, if there'd be one second in the world where nobody would learn Torah, that one second, the entire world would what? Crumble, go back to Tohu Vavohu. So you state Nefesh HaKayim. Zuk the Nefesh HaKayim, the same is true by Tfilah. If there'd be one second in the world that everybody has what they want, that everybody has exactly what they want, nobody's doubling for nothing, one second in the world, the entire world would go back to Toyim of Allah, Zushdeit and Nefesh HaChayim. We have to win a tzvila. It's also choshev. If a person wants to have a tzlocha in learning, this everybody knows. You have to daven for it. You need to have to shmaya. Kiyadua. The Gemara says that the Chaznish talks about it by Vichus, that a person has to daven. Davening and learning guys tzadam. It goes together. You won't kind of one without the other. It can't be a big masman and not daven b'chol. Doesn't work. Uncle Punim, Shisha Pinker says the marshal to what we just said is like a car. Imagine a person buys a car. He has no idea about cars. He goes into the car, he presses down on the thing, it goes 20 miles an hour. And off he goes. This is gewaldic, much quicker than walking. He doesn't realize it goes much quicker. And people are looking for the outside saying, what are you doing? It goes much quicker than this. Chaval asman. So Shisha Pinker, that's the Yisoy, what we just learned today. We're learning Yisoy to Chazoris and Shat, which is something we never knew. It's something that we're always doing. We're all hearing sure, we were listening, so to speak. But we weren't participating. We weren't enjoying, we weren't getting the full Hanan enjoyment out of a Chazoris HaShatz. And Mela, we have to realize it's like that car. We can go further and further and faster if we know the power, we know the koyach of what we're dealing with. So that's the Maisa, what ends up the sugya of Chazoris HaShatz. We didn't even start the halachas yet. We have to go right into the halachas. Let's go to the halachas. The Maisa like this. What was the reason for Chazoris HaShatz? So we said the etzem from the Gemara. Yes.
The only reason you're allowed to do
Gusha is... We're going to get to that tomorrow, Beis Hashem. Mamash tomorrow. Blin Eidah tomorrow, that's Mamash the Sugya. That's Mamash the Sugya.
Yeah. I'm saying it's just
the
opposite of what he said.
Yeah, I'm going to explain it, Beis Hashem, then. Do you mind? Shkoyach. Let me get invited. Now, what is the reason, again, the Ikkat HaKonah for Chazoris HaShatz was a vada for a person to be mitzi the others that couldn't daven. And that's a davar poshut, and we said, even Bismanenu, it applies, even though Al Pi Kabbalah, but a vada applies, as Ushdeit and Kafachai. Now, there are other reasons as well. For example, the Torah brings another reason. The Torah Daska says the whole takanah for Chazoris HaShatz is in order for people to say Kedusha with 10 people, which is Davash B'Kedusha, could only be said by 10 people. The Ruch HaShulchan says a different reason, that we want people to say Birchos Kahanim, for that we need a Chazoris HaShatz. There's many different reasons that are offered by the Gedolei Achronim as why Dafka a person should have Chazoris HaShatz. Al-Kopon, let's go a little bit, a few minutes that we have left, into some of the halachas, and obviously we'll continue tomorrow. Number one, do you have to stand or can you sit down? That's number one, Shaila. So we know the Ramon Kuv Chav Dalit. The Ramon says Mufurish over there, and Lechatchila, the person is meant to stand. Lechatchila, during Chazoris HaShatz, a person is meant to be standing. What's the Pshat? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, Rav explained Pshat. Shameka Oina. Because we're meant to be Ki'ilu having a chelik in what he's saying, and therefore Shameka Oina tells us that they have to have some kind of Chashidus standing up in order to be Yitzah. Shameka Oina has many Shadows on that I'm not going into. Api Mamish, there's a lot of Stevens in that, but I'm not going into that. Let me go and bite up. In other words, we want a person Ki'ilu as if you're saying Chazoris HaShatz. The only way is you're saying Chazor HaShatat if you're standing up, listening properly to everything the Chazan actually says. Now, the Maisa, there are persons that are lenient, that are makel for a person to sit down during Chazor HaShatat. If a person is old, a person is sick, doesn't feel well, that possibly can be makel and sit down. Again, there are mekelim who do sit down during Chazor HaShatat. I'm not going into it. But Avada and Avada Zuk Ala Poiskim, the Chatchila, a Ben Toya for sure, and a regular person, Avada, the best thing is for a person to stand up during Chazor HaShatat. So, Ushleim Zalman, the same thing, leaning on a shtender. If you lean on a shtender, stark enough leaning that if you pull away the shtender, you'll fall lower down. Then again, that shouldn't be done during Chazor HaShatat. Now, the Maisa, in a situation of, for example, Yom Neroim, when you're doing Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Chazor HaShatat is a tremendously, tremendously long. It can go on for sometimes 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours. So again, the minute over there was to be makel, that even if you don't stand up during, even if you don't sit down during regular Chazor HaShatat, that Yom Neroim, a lot of people have the minig to sit down, because they hold that Klal Yisrael would never makabel the minig in such a long Shemini Esrei, in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But again, the Amachmim and stand up the entire time without any shaila whatsoever. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky they bring down, and he was an old person, he used to stand up always with Shemen Esra. Chazor HaShatat always stood up. You see from the Choshev Yidin Taka that they makbid on this halacha not to sit down bechlal. Lomigan Baita, a couple more halachas as well. It is like this. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Erechaim Sibukuf Chavdalet Sidalet that if there's not 10 people listening and answering to Chazor HaShatat, it's correct that the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, is making many bracha levatolos. This is, by the way, B'derech Agav will slip this in, what you mentioned, the Hechak Dusha, what people do a small, short version of Shemini Esra, one of the reasons to be makel is because of this. I once was matter at Tzibur to say Hechak Dusha, because I said I could see what was going on a bit, nobody's going to say anything. In Mishalis of bracha levatolos, the main thing I was making them to do it, but in the regular case, we'll get to it, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. I'll call upon him, Zuk the Shulchan Aruch. You got to explain again. Imagine you're the Shliach Tzibur, you're standing over there, and you're saying Chazor HaShatat, you're not hearing any amens. You're hearing one or two guys saying amens, the rest of the guys are on their phones, Chas V'Shalom. What do you do? It's a Shalom and Bracha Levatola. So, the Maisa, what you should do is, by the way, just B'derech Agav, is you're meant to have Kavona, then I'm doing this as Tefillah Nedava. And therefore, whatever you're doing, the brachas that you're making are not going to be a bracha levatola. But lechatzchila, the Shulchan Aruch says a korum ledover that we're dealing with this. Shalev bracha levatola, not bracha levatola means. If you do Rambam, it's Issa Daraisa! And you're standing over there, the Shlech Tzibur saying, come over, it's Issa Daraisa, what's going on? Came along with Shlomo Zalman. And with Shlomo Zalman, Gavaldi Gazach, so with Shlomo Zalman, Avicha Shlomo. That B'ma Devoim Amurim. When is it that the Shliach Tzibur that is saying a broch of the Chazor HaShatat and not 10 people are listening and saying Amen? When is it a Shaila Broch and a Batola? Only by the beginning. Only by Birchus Ovis, which we know, everybody knows in Shemini Esra, when you daven your own style in Shemini Esra. If you don't have Kavona for Mogen Avraham, it didn't work. You sent the postcard without a stamp. It just didn't get there. Suppose you didn't get there. It's very good to send the postcard, but if you don't put the stamp on there, it's not going to go. That's exactly what Mogen Avraham is in the bracha. Mogen Avraham in Shemini Esra is the stamp to put on the postcard. You put it on, it ain't going to get there. Mimela, Zukul Shlomo Zalman, it fell to Gazach. That this, that people are not listening, this is not a hetzer for a person not to listen to all the rest of the brachos of Shemini Esra, but they're not. A person meant to listen to the ganze Chazor HaShatat. But if you don't, if you're the Shliach Tzibur, you're standing up there, and you realize what's going on, so number one, have a kavana, that's with his nedava, and number two, it's only by Mogen Avraham, which you're going back to say, by the way, the reason why a lot of people wait till the rave of the Tzibur are finished, the Shemini Esra, today, that you've got a minimum of 10 people answering to your brachos before you start Shemini Esra, before you start Chazor HaShatat, you've got to make sure that everybody's listening. You've got to make sure that people are answering Amen. Al-Kabon, that's halacha over there. Now, Lemay said there's a very, very choshev inyan. Person has to sit and listen. I witnessed every day a choshev English ingaman. Gvandig ingaman. He stands every single Chazor HaShatat. I watch him during Mincha. He has his siddur open. Gvandig. Page after page after page. He's watching every word over there. It's almost like a game. This fellow over there, if he'd be watching this, we shouldn't say such a thing. But Lemay said, if a person would be concentrating on other things, I wouldn't have a time on him. But if when it comes to the other things, he's busy concentrating on it. Because Chazor HaShatat, we're going to do Chashivas Bachlal. That's a timer. And so Kapon, this fellow, promises every single word, it's put down the mic, and you rabbi, the mission, put the rabbi, someone else, the chavaka, everybody brings it down. That you're supposed to, the chatchila, look inside the siddur. You're meant to follow where the chazan is up to. It's a big, big inyan. You're dealing with, again, Amen, Baruch Vishmo, it's a big, big inyan. People are not meant to look around. There's even a shayla in the poiskim. If people should go around with stokah at the time of Chazor HaShatat. because it disturbs people. People might be able to concentrate. Again, the meaning seems to be maker, I don't know. But the Mishnah Berurah brings such a shita that it could be that a person has to be very, very careful. For example, the same thing as well, if you're taking off your tefillin, if you change it from a very rashi to a very tam, I'm not going to get even hugging right now. But I could put him to realize, it's a zman that a person is meant to concentrate. It's a zman we have to finish, we'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Oh, but it's a zman of gvaldike, gvaldike zachen, that we're dealing with the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mom is listening to our tefillin, betzino! Which is this man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to listen to everything what's going on. It's a gavaldik, gavaldik. This man, Be'ez Hashem, Rabbeinu, tomorrow will be mamshach with the inyanim of actual shliach tzibur, halachas as well. Join us tomorrow, 6:30.